It's the semifinals, and at stake is a place in the finals and a shot at this.
They'll have to root through the rubbish to make a racing railroad engine. So it's all about steel wheels on steel track. They'll need good grip to get going, and even more importantly, they'll need really good grip to stop dead in the braking zone at the end of the run. So let's meet the teams who want to railroad their way into the finals.
Today's dream team in green is the Kentucky Fried Family, a father and sons combo from Bluegrass Country. They pushed their way to victory in the first round on a powerful paddle wheel boat.
I'm Mal.
I'm Clint.
I'm Jay.
We've been building custom trailers for the last 30 years. My twin sons has been helping me for the last 20.
Clint and I are twins, and when we're together, we just think just alike. I'm left-handed, he's right-handed.
He writes with his left hand, and I write with my right hand. I can weld better than he can, and he can lay out stuff and draw it better.
My dad's taught us everything we knew. I guess we owe it all to our dad.
If it has to do with welding, hydraulics, the plumbing, the electrical, we can build it.
Our secret weapon is we're a family.
No one's going to beat us on the junkyard.
We're the Kentucky Fried Family.
Helping the family towards semifinal success is expert Roger Furing. He fixes, restores, and drives locomotives in his home state of Indiana.
On the other side of the tracks, it's the Brooklyn Benders, three avant-garde artists from New York City. They fired through their first round in a pint-sized paintball tank that was right on target.
I'm E-Rock.
I'm Hackett.
I'm Heather.
As the captain of the team, I'll be responsible for coordinating all of our efforts.
E-Rock will be an excellent captain. He's very good at looking at a whole system of a thing. Heather is an excellent scavenger.
My secret talent is that I find stuff.
And we have years of practice of taking junk and turning it into art and turning it into working machines.
We're the Brooklyn Benders!
Helping the Benders to arrive on time is expert Dave Simpson, who works for an industrial railroad also in Indiana. An old friend of green expert Rogers, Dave is ready to shunt his railroad rival into second place.
Brooklyn Benders!
Yeah!
Kentucky Fried Family!
Yeah!
Welcome back to the junkyard and our devilish, fiendishly cunning semi-final challenge. You'll need to have one-track minds if you plan on going full steam ahead into the final.
We want you to build racing railroad engines. You will be pulling heavy freight as you race, and most important of all, you will have to stop on a dime after you cross the finish line. So, don't forget the brakes.
You guys have 10 hours from the time that our mighty car crusher crushes that mighty car. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Are you ready?
Yes, Tyler.
Okay.
Let's go! Woo!
Okay, on railroad race cars, one thing that they pointed out is braking. Okay, you're going to have a ton and a half of weight behind you that is not going to have brakes. We don't have any control of that. So we got to have something that's going to stop. So we want to have some weight. So we're thinking a car.
Once the Benders find their car, they'll convert it to fit on the track by adding railroad wheels to the rear axle. If they can find one, they'll place an additional axle underneath the existing front wheels. To make all the wheels turn together, they're planning to connect a chain drive between the front and rear axles. And the car's brakes will bring them to a stop.
All right, well, first of all, we could go for extremely fast, but then we got a problem with getting stopped.
What are we going to power it with?
Electrical.
The Kentucky Fried Family want to find an electric generator. It'll supply electricity to two low-voltage motors fitted onto axles like the ones found on golf carts. They'll need to mount the generator on a frame and add railway wheels to the axles before heading off, much like a modern locomotive.
Let's do this. What do we need?
Well, obviously, the wheels are going to be very important, aren't they, guys? Yes. We're going to have to look for, like, dolly wheels, any type of flange wheel that's out there. You want to grab that first and foremost because that's going to be tough. That's going to be the hardest thing to build.
Okay.
And we're going to look for at least two golf carts.
Two golf carts.
We need to find this rare stuff first before the other team gets it.
All right, let's get a shopping list down here. There's a lot of stuff we're going to need. All right. Obviously, we need a car, number one. This chain drive system, that's critical, and that's probably going to be hard to find. Steel wheels.
Steel wheels.
Yeah.
Very important.
Okay.
That'll make
us
started. All right,
get us going.
You need a tape measure?
Yep.
We go.
All right.
Okay,
really have two more different teams today?
I don't know if we could. We've got this great artist collective over there. Yee-haw! And, you know, on the other side, we've got this very down-home Kentucky family.
You boys doing good?
Very different feelings and outlooks on life.
We got to find a frame so we won't have to spend a whole bunch of time putting one together.
What do you guys think of this challenge today?
We're going to win. That's what's going to happen.
Hey, Heather.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. We're good. We're really good.
Okay, what are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for stuff just like this. Structural pieces of metal that we can use to reinforce the bottom of our car.
Okay.
And create another axle and, haul some weight.
So, both teams are on the express train to Junkville, but will they find the bits they need or will they be derailed before they even get going? Stay tuned.
Teams have 10 hours to build mighty monster railroad racers. The Green Kentucky Fried family are setting the pace.
Good.
Good deal. Bring it in. We'll be ready for you.
What'd they get, the trailer?
Let's go.
Yeah!
They found a vintage welder that will work as a generator for their locomotive.
Well, we're getting ready to bring the welder in right now.
That's good. Bring it on in.
The Brooklyn Benders seem to be running to a totally different timetable as they hunt for a car to convert into a railroad racer.
E-Rock, Heather, you reading me?
Shoo, doggy. What am I looking for?
So many choices, so little time.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Hey. Is this safe enough to stand on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right now.
So, Expert Roger, what's the plan?
The plan is here, we're going to try to find two axles with electric motors already on them, like out of a golf cart. Use the welder to power our golf carts.
The Kentucky Fried family still need to find the electric engines and axles from two golf carts before wiring them up to their electric generator. But they have found a way to make their steel wheels grip the track for starting and stopping. Good old-fashioned sand. All right, how's it going over here?
Great.
Yeah?
We're going great.
So what are we looking at? What do we have?
This is going to be a front axle.
Okay.
We're going to put this on the front of the car. It's going to help our braking.
Well, now tell me about your plan, the overall plan here. How's it going to happen?
Mount these wheels. They're going to be mounted on the rear end of a car,
right?
Hopefully.
The Brooklyn Benders are converting a car to run on railway tracks. They can use the car's brakes to stop. It's getting started, that's the problem. They need to make the back driving axle solid so that both wheels turn at the same time, providing maximum power to propel them down the track. Is this a tougher challenge than the first time you were here?
Now we know the ropes. Now, you know, our bay is a lot cleaner. We got our tools in place. We're just ready to build now.
Yeah. So what do you think of the other team? I know that Miles is starting to realize that Kentucky and New York are a lot further away than they seem on the map.
Yeah, I think you probably can't get too much different from New York than Kentucky. But I've never been there, but that's what I imagine. And he's probably looking at me imagining the same thing.
Nice.
So we're nice. It's just foot parts right over here.
What I love about the Benders is they're really sort of mellow. When they first showed up today, you know, everything seemed easy because they've been here before.
Yep.
But they keep saying, well, when we come back for the finals, we're going to blah, blah, blah kind of approach to it. And the Kentucky Fried family equally as confident, but sort of giggly, like, we're going to kick their butts type of thing, which is really sort of fun. So
it's a little bit of Brooklyn bravado against the laid-back kind of country.
Yeah, you know,
kind of country mouse, city mouse.
And it's the country mice who are still steaming ahead on the hunt for the motors they need.
You got to be careful with it.
And they find them both within minutes of each other.
We got the second golf cart pop.
But the Brooklyn Benders are running late,
If they don't find a car soon and get it working, they could be out of the race.
What about this guy?
That guy? It looks tore up. It looks like it might work.
We should be able to.
Get up some gas.
It's good. We're good. He's surrounding. Yeah.
Railroad racing has a long history. In 1830, America's first steam train, Tom Thumb, raced against a horse-drawn carriage and lost.
Nowadays, no animal can outrun a train. The new U.S. Amtrak Acela Express travels at 150 miles an hour.
And Japanese bullet trains, officially the fastest in the world, reach a top speed of nearly 187 miles an hour. Our judge knows all about speeding trains. He's a railroad fanatic.
Hi, I'm John Madison, engineer for Amtrak Sunset Limited.
John's been around trains since he was 11, and now he drives them for Amtrak. You could say he's been working on the railroad all the livelong day.
Navigated that very well, sir. Well done, well done.
Thank you very much.
Welcome to the throne.
Thank you, sir.
So, what's it like traversing the great expanse of America by rail?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful. You see places in America that you don't see from the highway or from the air that I wouldn't do anything else.
Yeah. What do you think? First, let's start with the Kentucky Fried Family. Just give me an idea of what you like and maybe what you don't like about it.
Well, it follows a conventional pattern and the diesel engine in a locomotive, all it does is turn a generator, makes electricity to electric motors on the axle. And that's the same basic function that they're providing here. It's going to have a lot of pulling capability and should work real well. I'm not sure about how fast it'll go.
Well, what about the Brooklyn Benders? It's radically different. There's nothing traditional about their idea, is there?
The Brooklyn Benders have a Mustang, basically, with steel wheels that is going to go very fast. So, I don't know about the pulling capability, but in a dead heat, the Mustang's going to win.
Which one right now would you put your money on? Which design do you like the best?
Oh, I've got to go with speed.
Speed. The need for speed.
The Mustang may be fast, but the Benders aren't going anywhere soon.
Think we can take these flanges off?
They can't get the flanged wheels they need off the old axles.
The whole thing doesn't come off, I'm pretty sure, at once.
With time on their side, the Kentucky clan decide to investigate and realize that they could help, but should they?
It's got one of them seals in it where you got to use two screwdrivers.
You ought to pop it off for them, Dad.
Just take it. That's a seal. If you pull it right here at the same time, it'll pop right off. It's got a unitized seal, and it's what it is, and the seal's what's holding it. And it's real tough to get off. You got to pull both sides.
Okay.
Get in there.
Okay. There we go.
There we go.
Good job.
Well, Kentucky Fried Family had some advice on that.
They're so sweet. We love them.
6 hours remaining, team. 6 hours left.
Perhaps the Kentucky Fried Family should concentrate more on their own build. Their generator may work, but if they can't figure out a way of getting power to the golf cart motors, they'll be left behind.
Did it do anything?
No, it should have with 20 volts. We got voltage error. There we go.
Gas pump depressed.
What was wrong with it?
That white wire did go to the black. That was my fault.
With their wiring sorted out, there's power to the wheels. But to have any chance of winning the race, they've got to get them turning simultaneously.
When a road-based vehicle goes around corners, the outer driving wheel must turn at a greater speed than the inner one. This is called the differential and depends on a drive system called spider gears that allow the wheels to spin at different speeds. But our teams are building railroad vehicles, and they need the wheels to turn at the same speed to get them going down the track. So they must find a way to neutralize the spider gears and get the wheels in sync to have any chance of winning.
Wonder how we're going to get in there to weld the spider gears up on these.
It looks like a tractor rear end where you got to bust the whole thing apart and then it's a big deal.
Yeah, I believe you're going to find some planetary gearing right in here.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to pull this apart.
And things might fall out.
Yep. We may be over with.
On the other side, expert Dave has spider problems as well.
Which way is that wheel turning over here?
Yeah, it's turning.
Which way?
Backwards.
Ah, shoot.
Dave, how's it going?
Well, we ran into this not being a positive track rear end. It's got a differential that only sets power to the easiest side to turn.
Right.
I want both tires pulling. Normally, you can bust open the rear end and weld up spider gears.
Uh-huh.
On this one, the spider gears are enclosed in the rear end, and I don't want to risk tearing the whole rear end apart, trying to put it back together. It's too much time, and things could go wrong.
The teams are having problems with the spider gears. Mm. Apparently, there's some gear within a gear, and they're very difficult to get to.
Yeah, and, you know, the sun is just pounding down right now, and this is where the build starts to get all kind of, I don't know, sweaty and messy, and people start making mistakes, and they're scratching their heads. Yeah. And like, did I weld that properly, or did I snap that? Yeah. And this is where it gets really interesting.
Put it down about halfway.
I just don't want to get that confused.
S1's black. I thought the S1 is.
Are you sure like that?
What's it? No, I'm not.
Hey, guys, kick that welder up.
With only half the day left, the Kentucky Fried family appear to be on schedule, but they still haven't cracked their biggest problem. How to distribute power evenly across all the wheels to get the train moving down the tracks.
That'll be upside down, though.
Yeah, that's upside down.
And the Brooklyn Benders were going nowhere fast, so they've gone back to the drawing board and come up with plan B.
That's what I was thinking. If we can come straight from there out, we'll bolt this to it, we can U-bolt again, just like we got here, U-bolt that rear end.
The Brooklyn Benders' plan B is to just use the back wheels to drive their car by putting a solid axle underneath them. But to get the car traveling forwards, the drive wheels will have to turn backwards. So they'll have to flip their rear axle over if they want to get going.
How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How's the Brooklyn Benders doing today? Have you guys had any worries so far?
We have some small, insignificant worries,
mm-hmm. that,
such you know,
as
we're working on how we're going to stop it and how we're going to make the wheels go more than one wheel at a time.
Right.
What exactly is going on at the moment here?
We're getting ready to go golfing with our new golf cart. Yeah, we're not going to get stuck because we got, you know, four-wheel drive here, we're hoping, you know.
Is that the optimum thing to have is the four-wheel?
If we get it, with this differential being the way it is, Dad here is concerned with the spider.
What do you do to counteract that? How do you get around that?
Put one drive wheel on one side and another drive wheel on the other side in case our track's slippery on one side, maybe the other side will pick it up.
Sure.
You're going to let us go practice tonight, right? Before the...
Is that right?
Yeah. Go on. So,
there's no time for expert Dave to practice flipping his rear axle. He's just got to get it fixed.
Oh, back up a little. All right.
Shut. Attention, teams. This is your four-hour time check.
The Greens may have found a way around the spider gear problem, but now they discover that they've made a mistake with their axles.
That's a little loose.
Whoa.
That one's bigger. How did we get bigger ones? That one's almost 8 inches.
That one's cool.
That one's 7.5. That one's 8 inches.
We're off right here then, aren't we?
We had a mess up. Yeah, not too bad. A couple of the wheels are wider than what the other wheels were.
Well, we can move one a little bit and the other quarter this way on that one and a quarter that way, we'd probably gain.
No, let's just go with the two. And we'll offset the welder for the white for the other side.
Nothing beats a good old-fashioned fascist dictatorship like Miles has got going.
Oh, come on!
No, I'm serious. The Kentucky Fried family. It's you do this, you do that, you do this, and things get done.
But, you know, the Benders, they're doing well. And even though it's a collective and E-Rock is not, you know, a fierce go-do-this kind of guy, I think they're getting stuff done. It'll come together.
What's left for them to do?
A lot.
A lot.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
What's going on? I don't want to put you on the spot here.
No, it's weird because we just usually never listen to E-Rock at all.
Oh, no? Really? Yeah. Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, what do you think about the fact that now he's, you know, here he comes, Mr. Magenta. What's the deal, E-Rock? I'm sensing that maybe sometimes because one of you doesn't take a definitive lead, that you're both, you're sitting around going, oh, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know. What should we do? Is that true?
Gee, I don't know. What do you think, Heather?
I think E-Rock might be used to working with a subtler kind of animal. You know, approach him every now and again. What can I do?
E-Rock needs extra junk from the yard, but he's not sure what exactly. With 4 hours to go, Heather has no time for vagueness.
It makes no sense.
Well, we're going to cut...
What you're saying doesn't gel.
Like four pieces about that long?
About that long?
About that long to drop down from the frame. I don't know dimensions yet. I can't tell you exactly.
Well, maybe we should figure that out first.
Okay. All right.
So he wants to send me back out to look for stuff. I'm not going to go back out and just dick around and look for stuff until we know we need more.
Let's figure out what we got.
Okay.
And see what his plan is here.
Both teams are kind of running into some problem areas, aren't they?
Yeah, they're both running a little bit behind where they probably should be right now. The Brooklyn Benders are not where they need to be probably at this point, and they understand that.
What about the Kentucky Fried family? What's the problem there?
They've been slowed down by the gauge problem, but right. But I see that coming together, and I think they see it coming together too.
The green team have solved their last crisis. They've recut the axles to fit properly. Mounting their generator on the frame, they seem ahead of the game. Their biggest concern now is finding the right name for their railroad racer.
This is where we're going to start looking like a train.
Yeah, unlike a Mustang. I didn't hear them say they're trying to build a Mustang.
What are we going to name this thing?
Oh, man. It's got to be like an old Casey Jones song or something, or what is it, Johnny Cash song?
There you go. Boxcar Willie.
Boxcar Willie.
We're trying to figure out a name, Dad.
Train song. Let's see. Could be the Midnight Special. That's Johnny Cash.
Or City of New Orleans.
That's Willie Nelson. Ready to go up?
Okay, bring it in. Bring it in.
Ready, Pop?
Yeah. Okay, ease it down.
This is your two-hour time check. 2 hours remaining now.
Jack faster. Jack faster. Let's get it up.
There is some serious locomotive engineering going on right now, but the question is, who's going to have the rolling stock and who's going to be the laughing stock? To find out, stick around. Two teams have 10 hours to build mighty monster railroad racers.
These things are cast iron?
While the Benders are still struggling to get their axles working properly, the Kentucky Fried family are storming ahead. Their next challenge is to find a way of getting sand onto the track if their wheels are going to get traction. Perhaps these propane tanks and tubing will deliver the grip they need direct to the wheels.
Still look good?
That's good. Yeah, I'm on the grind.
Okay, it's gotta go. Now, the sand, I'm interested, how are you going to get the sand on here? Is it just going to be like by hand? Are you going to throw it on?
No, let's go to the front of it. This is the rear of it. We've got the front bucket set up.
Right.
When it starts moving, it will
start dropping
sand
the sand.
Should be a steady stream of sand, you know. To
it's like you thought of everything, Miles.
I hope so.
It looks great. I mean, it looks really fantastic. The confidence level, I guess, is obviously pretty super high.
We come to win.
The Kentucky Fried family may be ahead. The Benders are lagging behind, and they know it.
Well, actually, we're a little bit behind, but we're going to pick it up, and we got it under control. It's going to work. We're going to come out on top.
They're almost done.
I think we're all right. We're pretty close to finishing here, because the plans we're on now are quick.
Okay.
We got two people on the back, two people on the front. And we're just working as fast as we can.
Okay, so me continually talking to you is probably inhibiting your ability to finish, right?
I would never say that.
Bye, E-Rock.
The Benders need to get down and dirty if they're ever going to finish on time.
One cutting, one grinding, perfect harmony.
Attention teams, time flies.
happens when you're building your railroad racers, doesn't it? And this time fly tells me...
You've only got 1 hour left!
Yeah! Whoa.
But the Kentucky Fried family aren't on the home stretch yet.
All right, it's ready to fire.
They've built an awesome-looking electric loco, but for power, the whole machine depends on an antique generator.
Did you have fuel pouring out of it?
A generator that shows no sign of starting.
Go.
You ain't getting enough leg, Clint.
Come on, buddy.
You gotta put some leg in it.
I'm putting all the leg I got in it.
Here, let me kick on it.
Come on, sweetheart. You can do it.
The Kentucky Fried family are motoring, but the Brooklyn Benders still haven't fixed their railway wheels.
Hold on. Oh, okay. Bring it in towards me.
All right, let's jump ahead. It's race day. Two teams are on the line, ready to go. How are these machines going to operate? How are they going to perform?
Well, the Kentucky Fried Family's machine is a really well-engineered machine. It's going to start off slow, and then it may gain speed as it gets going. The Brooklyn Benders machine, if we get it together here, it's got so much horsepower, it shouldn't have any trouble getting the load down the track.
Where do you put your money? Kentucky Fried Family, Brooklyn Benders.
If I go down in flames, it'll be with the Mustang.
I respect that. I respect that a great deal. Okay. Good stuff. Well, we're going to see tomorrow.
Teams, it is officially padding time.
30 minutes. 30 minutes remaining in the bill.
Four guys.
Yeah. It's still anyone's race. Frantic welding has produced results. In the final minutes, the Brooklyn Benders have done it again. They've got a railroad car ready for race day.
All aboard, teams! Final countdown in five, four, three, two, one! The trains are leaving the station, teams!
Yay!
Oh, there we go.
I think the machine's going to do pretty good. I mean, other teams probably going to smoke us down the track, but I think we got pretty good brakes.
It got built, and it should work,
right?
You know, I don't see any reason why it won't.
It's going to be fast. It'll be fun. I want to drive it. And then...
Well, I couldn't have a better team. I mean, I needed welder and fabricators, and, you know, it's so appropriate with there being a welder being used as the primary prime mover, so... Awesome.
We'll try to show Roger up. I'm giving him a little bit of credit now, but I can still whip him. He'll make a good race.
When it all winds down to the very end, we'll see what happens.
Time for the teams to rest and reflect. Who will win tomorrow's race and rocket to the finals? A muscular Ford Mustang converted to run on rails, or an electric locomotive made out of golf carts?
We're here at the Ventura County Railroad in California. 400 yards of track that will decide the team's fate.
They'll get three goes each along the test track. The team that records the quickest time will get the fast track to the finals.
And what's a rail car without some freight? So our teams are going to be towing these rail cars that are going to be loaded down with these railroad ties. Once they get going, they're going to go fine, but it's the getting going that's the tough part. When they get to the finish line, that's where the fun begins, because if they don't stop before they hit our automatic train detector, the run doesn't count.
Brooklyn Benders, how's it going?
Hi, going good.
Yeah. What are you guys up to right about now?
Duct tape.
Zip ties.
Very nice. In what order are you going to go down the track?
Dave's the only one who's driven a train before, so we're going to put him on first, and then he's going to tell us everything that went wrong so we don't screw up.
Kentucky Fried Family, how you feeling?
Pretty good.
Great, dude.
Now, Clint, you were pretty good behind the wheel of the paddle boat. Are you going to be driving first?
I'm going to be co-driver. We're going to let Roger go first because He's drove a train before, and I never have, so I'm going to learn from his mistakes.
Okay. Okay.
Hopefully won't be any.
All right, well, you've got a little bit of tinker time left. I'm going to leave you to it. Good luck out there. This is the first chance the teams have had to see how their vehicles run on the rails. They've got to make those crucial adjustments. For the benders, it's a last-minute attempt to make a sander.
Go.
Yeah.
And for the Kentucky Fried family, it's a chance to show their artistic side.
Well, John, here we are at the finish line where it's all going to come to a head. How's it going to go for both of our teams today?
I think it's going to be a lot like the proverbial tortoise and the hare. Okay. We've got a really fast Mustang,
mm-hmm.
and we've got a really well-designed locomotive.
And, John, I hear there's been a lot of accident-prone people today.
Yeah, they've come up with some beneficial accidents I've seen out there. It seems what the Kentucky Fried family was painting their wheels, that they accidentally slopped some green paint on the tread of the wheels.
Oh, my.
Mercy. What are we going to do?
And then what happened?
They tried to dry it off with sand.
Oh.
So now they've basically got sandpaper wheels to give them a little bit of traction going down the track.
How advantageous is that?
I was really worried about it until I saw Heather on the Brooklyn Benders doing the same thing to her wheels.
She is such a klutz.
I know.
Where do you put your money? Do you go with the Kentucky Fried family, old tradition, or do you go with the Brooklyn Benders and kill, kill, kill?
I'm afraid kill, kill, kill is going to win the race.
So, it's final preparations for the scary stretch of track ahead. A last chance to walk the walk. The tracks are greased, and they're ready to go. Pulling one ton of freight and braking before hitting the egg, both teams hope to complete the course in less than a minute.
All right, John, here we are. We got the Kentucky Fried family on the starting line. Are we ready to roll?
We are.
Okay.
We are.
Let's let Karen know.
Okay.
Tyler to Karen. Karen, we are ready to go. You can start the race.
Watch the wheels.
Karen, lots of speed for the Kentucky Fried family. They're
coming to the finish line, looking good.
First stop, keeper stop.
Stop, Roger.
They are across the finish line, Karen.
And they are stopped well before.
Yeah!
That was a terrific run. The machine did way better than expected.
What about time? What did they get?
We came up with 38.13.
38.13. Tyler to Karen, we've got the time for the Kentucky Fried family's first run.
38.
Yeah!
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 Yeah! Yeah! Yeah! Thank you, Tyler.
Woo! Woo!
38 seconds.
Hey!
All right, that's your time to beat. It is a piece of junk, but it runs quickly.
Whoa!
You didn't
just
let me finish. I said it's
off.
A piece of junk, but it runs quickly.
You heard my feelings.
If you would let me finish.
It is not a piece of junk. All right, so a great first run for the Kentucky Fried family, but that time is beatable, right?
Yes, but even by themselves.
Okay.
So if they can get traction with the Brooklyn Benders racing car there, they might very well beat it on this first pass.
Okay.
The family have clocked an amazing 38 seconds. Can the Benders beat it?
Okay, Brooklyn Benders are ready on the track, so let's give Karen the okay, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Karen, the judge is
giving the all clear. You can let the Brooklyn Benders go for their first run.
Copy that, Tyler. Brooklyn Benders, time to beat. 38 seconds. Are you ready?
Yeah! Looks like they're smoking the tires.
Hey, that's not good. Smoke, not good.
What do you think about all that smoke so far, Hackett?
We might be on fire a little. We'll take care of it.
On fire in a good way, Hackett?
In a good way. On fire in a good way.
Faster and faster.
It looks like they're having a barbecue or something. There's a lot of smoke on those tires. They're looking great, though, John.
Yeah, they're fast as can be.
A little shaky, though, and here they go.
Man. And
Here's the brakes. Here's the brakes. Whoa, this looks... Oh.
He made it. He made it. He stopped just short. Just short.
Karen, you're not going to believe this.
Very, very close to a hit on the egg, but they stopped before.
Karen, the time for the Brooklyn Benders first run.
51.
Yeah! Burning tires?
Yeah, what's left of it.
It's all over the side here, burning.
With all the smoke, the Brooklyn Benders can't believe that they made it to the finish in only 51 seconds.
All right, Kentucky Fried Family, Brooklyn Benders, come here. I've got something important to tell you. You guys have done, you know, some good work out here, and your machines run so well that we've actually decided to up the ante a little bit. And you will now find the cone with the egg 10 feet closer to the finish line. Okay? Have fun out there.
Time for Kentucky Fried Family. Run number two. Going to try and beat 38 seconds. Are we ready to run?
We're ready.
Okay.
Karen, this is Tyler. The judge has given the all clear. Let the Kentucky Fried Family breathe.
We're good to go up here. Are you ready? Kentucky Fried Family, time to beat is 38 seconds.
Again, Kentucky Fried Family getting off to a great start.
Yeah, he's already got up to speed.
He's got it.
Wide open.
He's just coming up to the finish line, and he looks fantastic, Karen. Kentucky Fried Family is across the finish line.
Stop before the ostrich.
Yeah! Yeah! All right.
It's 43.37.
Okay, right, thanks a lot.
The Kentucky Fried Family still didn't beat their first time of 38 seconds.
You're doing good.
Did I do
You're
it?
Doing good.
You did a great job. That's a nice run there for run number two.
A little scary. It started misfiring a little bit, but it wasn't the kind of ride I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I guess. It was real bumpy. Yeah. You get going like this, and I didn't want. I put them all the way over, and then when I got close to the finish line, I seen the egg was real close. I could have went on further. I was just scared. I think I could have done it faster.
So the one thing I noticed more than anything Brooklyn Benders on that first run is smoke, and lots of it.
Lots of tire smoke. They wore a groove all the way to the cords in that right rear tire.
Oh, man. So what can they do?
The simple dirty trick is to swap the right rear for the left rear. If they can do that, they got a fresh tire to run on and another good run possible.
But is that okay rules-wise? I mean, do you have a problem with that at all? Or?
I don't have a problem. I think we'll allow it.
Karen? This is Tyler. We are ready for the Benders' second run. The time to beat, 38 seconds.
Brooklyn Benders, are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, I got the egg.
And?
What about the egg?
And?
Anybody for ostrich on the line?
Oh! Oh!
Oh, man. I like that egg. That was a nice egg,
too. We had a spectacular run, too.
Do we have any idea what the time was?
Okay. 28 seconds.
Okay. Unbelievable. 28 seconds.
The Benders clocked the fastest time at 28 seconds, but it doesn't count because they broke the egg.
The Kentucky Fried Family are on track to go through to the finals. Brooklyn Benders have egg on their face. Can they clean up their act in time?
This has turned into an edge-of-the-seat semifinal, as both of our teams have one run left to prove who has the fastest runaway railroad racer.
The Kentucky Fried Family have recorded the fastest clean run so far with 38 seconds, an average speed of 21 miles an hour. The Benders were 10 seconds faster, but they broke the egg, so their run didn't count.
Well, 10 seconds, I mean, that is an eternity in a race like this.
Yeah, they've got a lot of time to work with if they make some adjustments. The real question will be, will they have that 10 seconds to play with? Because the Kentucky Fried family may shorten that up in this next race.
Very good point.
Can Clint beat his team's own time of 38 seconds?
Be 38, maybe 33, yeah. 34 seconds. Yeah.
He's coming in.
He's going to stop.
The Wabash Cannonball, not a lot of shimmy, a whole lot of shake, and here we go! Great run, stop!
Oh, man, that was a good run, though. What did we get for time?
38 seconds.
Okay, well, no improvement.
The time was 38.59, so basically the same time as the first run. The bad news is that the egg is now kaput.
Aww.
The Brooklyn Benders still have a pretty difficult time to beat.
Difficult time, but they were able to get a 28-second run on their second.
Right.
So there is some room there, even though that second run didn't count.
Still 10 seconds to play with. If they give themselves a little bit of time to get slowed down, they may beat it. So we're going to come right down to the end.
All right. Well, let's do it. I think they're ready on the track, so let's give them the okay.
All righty.
Heather's driving skills are on the line. Her team has clocked the fastest speed, but it's all about braking if she's going to beat the official record of 38 seconds.
You can let the Brooklyn Benders go for their third and final run.
All right, it's the last run. Are you ready, Heather?
Ready.
Come on, let's go!
Go!
Let's go!
Okay, time looks really good right now. Looking great, great speed. Where should she start braking?
Pretty close to down.
Brake!
Brake!
Karen, she's looking really good right now. She's braking as we speak. She's coming to the finish. She's riding them hard. She's across the line.
She is stopped.
Okay, Tyler, thanks for that report.
One girl.
Everything on the line, people.
Everything's on the line.
How do you guys feel?
I'm happy to report.
The egg did not break, so it's all looking good for the Brooklyn Benders. It's all going to come down to time.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tyler. We are waiting for the time.
Here, before anything?
Okay. Yeah, that's
yes.
For real.
Yeah. Thanks, Aaron.
Clint. Hey, Jay.
This is the only time I won't say good luck to you guys.
Thanks, Aaron.
Good driving.
Good driving.
Here she comes. Oh, how'd it feel out there?
You made me run. I don't run.
You drive.
Yeah, felt good.
Yeah?
I stopped too soon. I don't know what all the fuss was about. I was stopping.
Yeah?
I stopped much before the finish line, actually.
Do you think you got her up to a good speed?
I think so, but it's hard to tell.
Tyler to Karen.
This is Karen here, Tyler. What do you have to tell us?
The time was 41.
Yeah! Oh!
The Kentucky Fried family are going to the Junkyard Wars finals.
Copy that, Tyler. Congratulations. That is great.
With an average speed of 21 miles per hour and the braking power they needed, the Kentucky Fried family are today's winners.
As far as the race, the time it took, I knew it was close and everything, but before it was run, they had the potential to beat us.
Yeah, absolutely.
They had the potential.
And she knew Clint had psyched him out when she got back.
Yeah, she did. He did.
And all credit, she was a good driver.
Yeah,
there's absolutely
really
no
good.
Question. We did psych her out. I guess that's part of the game. Actually, what had happened with Clint is his sander quit working on the right side, and he slid through the stop and ended up hitting the egg.
But it wouldn't have made any difference.
It wouldn't have made no difference. But
because of the tire.
We didn't improve on the
tire. He didn't let her know that. He just made her think that the egg was closer.
Hey, but one thing's for sure. If the next team is tougher than they are, we're in a world of something.
Absolutely.
Brooklyn Benders, as you know, we have no losers, just teams who happened not to win that day. So this is for you. Congratulations. You made it through to the semis. You did a heck of a job. Very nice.
I always love giving it away to the winners. This is fantastic. The Kentucky Fried family, extra crispy and extra good on the rails. You guys are going through to the finals. Well deserved.
All right. Oh.
Snake bat medicine.
Well, join us next time for some more junkyard fun.
Adios. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.